The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts, and what is of human estate and what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and happy First Saturday. We remember First Saturday because Our Lady at Fatima, Blessed Virgin Mary in Fatima, asked the three shepherd children to make reparation in their lives for the sins against her Immaculate Heart. The Immaculate Heart is the definitive sign of God's triumph in the world. The Immaculate Heart is the triumph of innocence, humility, simplicity, purity of heart. The Immaculate Heart is the sign that truly blessed are the pure of heart. That when a heart is totally set aside for God, when a heart amidst a fallen world with all the difficulties of our daily life, which the Blessed Mother with Saint Joseph certainly had to endure, but when a heart is given over to God completely, God is able to be present in our hearts. God has a home in the world, and that means that His will is totally accomplished. The great treasure of the human heart, the great treasure of the human person, is the human heart. The human heart is the sanctuary where God has chosen to dwell, and where He fully dwells now in His risen glory, in His sacred humanity, where Jesus Christ is Lord, and through His wounds, now glorified, having conquered the suffering and death of the cross, He mediates salvation to us. And the first fruits of His suffering is the Immaculate Conception. In the light of faith, we have come to understand that faith is a total recreation of the human heart. So St. Paul can understand that the obedience of faith is the reason that he is sent among the nations, so that there may be fitting worship to God. And when there is fitting worship to God, it means that false gods are not worshipped. It means that the idols of self-idolatry, the idols of work, of pleasure, of comfort, of esteem, of others, those idols crumble before the one true God who totally merits our worship. The obedience of faith we see typified in Abraham. Abraham, who leaves his home, his family, and everything because God has called him. And he says to him that a land I will give you, I will make you see. Not that you will see it, not that you will discover it, but that I will make you see it. Abraham would come to discover God's fidelity to him, and Abraham's fidelity to God would become the father of many nations. In the faith, the fullness of the obedience of faith is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Obedience literally means in the Greek, "uper akouo," which means to hear under. It means I place myself under the one who is greater than myself, and I listen. I place myself under God, and I totally listen to Him. The entire life of conversion is marked out by this obedience, Obedience that doesn't begin by an exterior imposition of God's presence upon us, but obedience that becomes an interior liberation of realizing that when we live this way, we live in the truth. We live in the sacred reality that God has created, and we're able to hear His voice. Mary's song becomes the whole path of the obedience of faith. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I am not my own Savior. My job is not my Savior. My degrees are not my Savior. My natural human gifts are not my Savior. Whatever other gifts that I have, all given by God, they don't save me. Salvation, eternal life, comes from our God. And so I joyfully and totally surrender my heart, my will, my understanding, my life, my body, my soul, everything to Him. My brothers and sisters, that's the path of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. When our hearts are totally handed over to God by His grace. Fitting worship then begins in the heart. And the glory of God, the splendor of fitting worship, is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We desire for ourselves to discover this simple freedom of placing ourselves under God and totally listening to Him.